Okay, so we said that coevolution happens when two species reciprocally affects each other's evolution. In fact, coevolution is an extreme example of mutualism. For example, honeybirds and bird-pollinating flowers have evolved in a mutualistic relationship. The flower has nectar suited to the bird's diet, the color suited to the bird's vision, and the shape is the perfect size for the bird's beak. Bird-pollinating flowers usually have a higher volume of nectar pollinated by insects. This meets the bird's high energy requirements. Therefore, the blooming time of bird-pollinating flowers usually coincide with honeybirds' breeding season. Another example of coevolution can be found in acacia ants and acacia trees. The acacia trees have large hulking trunks which acacia ants live in. The tree makes a substance that can be used by the ants as food, while the ants defend the tree from herbivores by attacking plant-eating insects and other plants competing for sunlight. So, ultimately, in this relationship of coevolution, two species rely on one another for survival, while reciprocally affecting each other's evolution.